From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. You know who is seen as the greatest political leader in the world right now? It's Pope Francis. Do you know who's seen as number three? Ted Cruz. That shows how powerful the Tea Party ideology is against a solid wall of Marxist-Leninist BS funded by big mega banks who want to bankrupt everybody and make us dependent. Now, I've got an amazing video that I was going to air Friday that we never got to. That's coming up, and we've also got the new vigil ad that I was just mentioning, and then we've got Interstellar that I want to talk about coming up on the air part of that trailer here, Matthew McConaughey's new film coming out. I've got the IMDb over here, and then we'll just take nothing but calls for the balance of the transmission. But right now, speaking of calls, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Noel. I don't know. Noel is kind of a Christmas term. Maybe that should be banned as offensive. They're banning nativity scenes all over the country right now and threatening to arrest people who won't bake gay and lesbian birthday cakes. So, and again, I'm not against gay and lesbian people, but I think folks should be allowed to not bake them birthday cakes if they want to. Sorry, Noel. I didn't mean to add all these non sequiturs to the start of your talk. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex, and, you know, for just the purposes of this broadcast, let's just say, you know, bleep, so we don't get in trouble or we don't get the show shut down.
Exactly, like so that. We're talking to Bleep from Chicago right now.
Yeah, Alex, so listen, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to the show a couple of years. I subscribed to InfoWars, Prison Planet TV, I mean, and, you know, I've heard several other broadcasts recently, and I've just been paying so much more attention to things that are going on in the world. And I just, first off, want to thank you. You are actually one of the people that got me to wake up and start understanding some of the things that, you know, this society hides from us and some of the things we've been living under. You know, more than 10 years ago, around 2001, I first heard you on your broadcast over 9/11, and I, to be honest, thought you were a racist liar. And
why would I be a racist liar if I said that criminal elements of the government staged 9/11? Just because the media says anybody that disagrees with the government story is a racist?
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I understand that. I'm talking about back then.
No. I'm asking back then. Why did you think that?
Well, I was in 2001. You know, I was pretty much just out of high school. I graduated in 99, very young. All I remember definitely was just seeing all of the propaganda on TV always about things and, you know, the outrage in which you presented the information back then to me just made it seem like, hey, this is just another nut. These guys coming up with these things that the government's out to hurt us and, you know, that illegals are bad and all these other things. And to me, that's what it seemed at that point, Alex.
No, I understand. And, you know, it's sad because all these other countries are collapsing. You want to help people. It's that they're being used. And so that's what's so frustrating.
Mexico, yeah.
But now we can really see where it's going. And we know the master plan. And the good news is, I mean, I'll be honest, let's talk about Mexico. Mexico is such a beautiful, such a rich country, culturally, economically. That's the kind of place I'd like to retire is in Mexico. It's not that I want to block the borders to keep brown people from being up here. I like everybody. I love everything from Mexico, basically. I like the people, I like the food. I don't like the corrupt government. And I don't like our government using all of that to take my liberty. So God bless you. Good to hear from you. Great points, Noel. JT Coyote. Or coyote, depending on how you pronounce it. Guess that's racist against dogs. We're going to talk to you, Betty, Caroline, Andrew, Dr. V, Marilyn, Chris, Steve, John, and many others. Your calls are coming up. But first, my review of Interstellar, the trailer, straight ahead. Stay with us. The facts are in.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Interstellar.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, your phone calls are coming up as promised. You know, I told you weeks ago that that whole PR push by the Bilderberg Group member Charlie Rose and CBS 60 Minutes was to promote the word Amazon during the Christmas season for sales. Those drones are not feasible. But robot cars, robot 18-wheelers, robots replacing humans at factories, it's already begun completely in some factories in China. The Financial Times reports Google's racing robots gives Amazon drones a run for their money and admits that Google just bought four major global robot companies this week, including Boston Dynamics. So talk about rise of Skynet. That's it. We're going to be breaking it down. And the reason I cover that first is this. I'm all for progress. I'm all for technology. But technology is neutral, at least until it becomes artificially aware, cognizant, and independent. There's a debate whether that's possible or not. I believe it's possible upon a fashion. At least it will be autonomous. We already have drones that are autonomous, like the Tyrannus that the British government has, but that means the Gaelic Tyrannus, not our Tyrannus. Of course, they named it Tyrannus for a reason. It's a double meaning. Not terrible, but I think blessed by God, I think is what it means in the Gaelic. Chosen by God. And they're coming out with all of these systems so the elite don't need human soldiers that can refuse orders. It's simply programmed machines that will follow their orders. And if you read what Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google Technology Development and Futurism, says, if you read what all the ruling elite believe, they have basically said they're done with humanity. Humanity's ugly, stunted, and over. They're going to basically set up a police state, have an organized depopulation, reduction of the scourge that is humanity, in their words, and then they will merge with the machines, become gods, and blast off to Alpha Centauri. That's why they've ended the human space program that you know of, the public one. That's why they're getting rid of it. That's why they're criticizing it. That's why they demonize trailblazers. They trailblaze only when it comes to new forms of human control. They are conquering the great human mass. They are conquering the human psyche. They are conquering the human mind. That's what the technocratic control freaks are up to. They don't want to empower humanity and boost humanity towards the stars. Everything they do is Common Core, which is also taught under other names all over the world. 2 plus 2 equals 5. And if you want to judge a ruling class, a ruling elite, if they teach their younglings that 2 plus 2 equals 5 when it equals 4, ladies and gentlemen, that's an act of heresy, I understand. If they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. When O'Brien is torturing the Ministry of Truth propagandist from the media, from the state-run media, Winston Smith, in 1984, Winston says 2 plus 2 equals 4. The ability to be free is to simply say 2 plus 2 equals 4. And O'Brien says that is freedom. And when I'm done smashing your mind through torture and brainwashing, you're going to think 2 plus 2 equals whatever I say it is. It'll equal 5 one minute, 10 another, 4 the next. And in the end, Winston Smith believes 2 plus 2 equals 5. Now, do you think there's any mistake that starting this year they teach first graders and second graders nationwide that 2 plus 2 equals 5? They are throwing the gauntlet down and saying, we're going to teach you that the state's your mommy. We're going to teach you that 10-year-olds can have state abortions and not tell mommy. We're going to teach you there's no parental rights. We're going to do whatever we want. They're not going to stop with the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, grabbing your genitals. They're not going to stop taking your bank accounts with bailouts. They're not going to stop. The level of tyranny under which you will live under, to quote Thomas Jefferson, is the level you'll put up with. You want to know why this is happening? Look in the mirror. You are unleashing every control freak sicko by laying down to them. You are the problem. I am the problem. A nation of sheep will be ruled by demonic wolves, Thomas Jefferson. He said wolves. I have the demonic part. And there is this demonization of loving humanity, this attack on anyone beautiful, this attack on anyone smart, the attack on any trailblazer, any rugged individualist, any creator. Because the technocrats have stolen the whole economy through fiat currency, through derivatives. They control it, as Karl Rove said, by being history's actors. Whatever they say, whether it's true or not, is reality. The media reports it. We accept it. So they're trying to become gods, where it isn't about what they actually built or did or what they stood for or being honorable. It's about them controlling the giant machinery of high-tech civilization we, the little people, built so that these control freaks who desired the power could play God. That is the big ultimate secret. And then I go see The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, excellent film for the children as well as the adults. Wouldn't take anybody under about 8 to it. I see the ad for Matthew McConaughey, one of Texas's favorite sons, great actor. I see, discovered by Rick Linklater, my friend, side issue, I see the ad for Interstellar. And you'll notice everything they say in this trailer is what I've said. They've told us we can't trailblaze. They've told us we can't go anywhere. They've told us we're over. They've told us it's done. Well, yeah, if Kanye West, and all the NFL and all this petty stuff meant to distract us from the stars, distract us from poetry, literature, expanding human consciousness, if we focus on the shiny bauble, it's the end of us. But here is the trailer for Interstellar, where they, you know, it's a science fiction, a group of explorers make use of a newly discovered wormhole to surpass the limitations of human space travel to conquer the vast distances involved in interstellar voyage. This is all possible. We need to say humans will be part of the future. Humans, we're going to write ourselves into the script. We're not going to let the globalists write us out of it in a foregone conclusion. A self-fulfilling prophecy of fraud. Here is Interstellar. Images of cornfields, narrated for radio.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible. And we count these moments.
The first ever to fly faster than the speed of sound.
These moments when we dared to aim higher.
That's right. They hate that.
To break barriers.
The nanny state wants to stop
to reach
that.
For the stars.
All to stop us.
Go.
To make the unknown known.
The elite have already controlled things. Now they don't want us to have a part in it. They want us to think down. Think small.
These moments is our proudest achievements.
Having fired the imagination.
Chose Atlantis. Folks, we went to the moon. We went beyond the moon. They don't want us to be part of this.
And perhaps we've just forgotten that we are still pioneers. and we've barely begun.
That's right.
Our greatest accomplishments cannot be behind us.
That's right.
Because our destiny lies above us.
That's right. Our long march to our ultimate destiny, as I said in my film, my documentary, Ball the Republic. 1 year from now, Interstellar is coming out by the amazing director, Christopher Nolan. This is the type of message we need. This movie will be a huge hit, just like Superman Man of Steel said, a positive, pro-human message. It's time for all of us to say we're done with the control freaks that want to control the future, wall us off from it, and hog it all for themselves because they already want to play God. No, we want to go to the stars. We want to advance. Stop dumbing us down. 2 + 2 = 4. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist for saying it, Obama.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Bloomberg, who has armed bodyguards, more than 15 of them, we videotaped it, blasts the arrogance of power and pledges $25 million of his own money to disarm the American people and complete our journey to slavery. By the way, the globalists have said they're ending manned space travel. They're going to merge with machines. They believe they're done with us. And again, we should design the future where humanity has its integrity going forward. If you choose to end your humanity merging with machines, that's your right. But undoubtedly, it's going to create a new struggle. And they've already branded it to where you must accept their system of transhumanism. Every technology they've given us that our tax money's developed has been used as a Trojan horse to dehumanize us. So there should be a larger debate about this. It's almost as important as the cults versus the Texas tyrants or the Texans today. Of course, it's about a billion times more important. Let's go to your phone calls. JT, Betty, Carolyn, Andrew, Dr. V, Marilyn, Chris, John, Mike. I'll get to all of you. JT, you're on the air from Colorado. You're on the air. What do you think of the fact this guy wanted to go shoot the conservatives on the debate team, and it's buried in the news, but that's not ever going to be heard, I guess.
Well, I think it's kind of indicative of, the duopoly, our whole false paradigm. And the problem is that, the quote-unquote liberals...
the authoritarian, frothing control freaks that shoot the debate team with shotguns. Yeah, liberals, yeah.
Yeah, you know those guys. Not the Jefferson classical liberals. The kids aren't disciplined or controlled. And when they don't win, they go grab a gun.
That's right, because they're not allowed to ever learn to lose at dodgeball. So when they finally lose in debate, they go shoot people with shotguns. You need to learn how to lose a lot. I mean, what's that line from the Aerosmith? You've got to lose to learn how to win. Can we come back with that in the next segment? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, man. If you don't learn how to be a good loser, you'll never be a good winner.
Listen, well, I'm not a guy that gets into physical fights because I know how to avoid them, but when some big guy starts a fight with me, I'm not scared. I've already been in about 200 of them. I've got to learn how to lose and know how to win. And it's the same deal. These people are so scared. Instead of ever getting, they banned fist fights in school, so now people just shoot each other. It's totally cowardly.
And it's insane because, it's like that overwhelming power of force. And you see it coming down from Washington every day.
That's right. He had to be right. And they admit, the local sheriff's department said, he was mad at the debate team. I went and looked them up. They were libertarians and conservatives. He went and found one and shot him, didn't kill him. And imagine, I disagree with the debate team. I'm a socialist. I'm going to shoot you. God bless you. Good to hear from you, brother. Let's talk to Caroline in Panama. That's down in Central America, folks. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling to suggest that you interview Mike Maloney of GoldSilver.com. He has a really good program explaining economics to people like me, the layman, and that you understand clearly how the economy's working and how to protect yourself. And also,
you know, I'm actually familiar with him. He might be a good guest. Maybe I'll get him on. What else is on your mind? What do you think of a Democrat, quote, avowed socialist going and trying to kill the debate team because they didn't agree with him?
Well, it's sick.
Should we turn our guns into him? Because he was for banning guns as well. Well, we should give our guns to him so he can shotgun us in the head, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean,
no, that's how communism works. You turn your guns in, then they come kill you. Hmm?
Exactly. I'm kind of against that sort of thing myself.
Well, something like Saving Private Ryan when the guy says, hey, let's be friends, and then stabs him. God bless you, ma'am. Yeah. Good. Anything else?
No, I love you. You speak to my heart, Alex.
Well, you're a sweetheart. You speak to my heart. What's going on down there in Panama? I hear that's pretty up in the hills if you're not down in the basin.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. But you know something? I watch the food down here, and there's fluoride in the water. In the food, the Americans, they made a deal with Panama that they don't check the food when it comes in here. I guess the man in the head of the department where they...
Yeah, that's under the trade agreements. Well, here's the good news. You can search this and look it up. Fertility has dropped in Europe, the United States, and Japan, everywhere that puts fluoride in the water and takes the shots. Latin America's fertility is now plunging. And, of course, it's because of the fluoride and the shots on record. But, see, I'm a racist. I don't want Hispanics and Latinos to be sterilized. That's why I'm saying don't drink the fluoride, don't take the Gardasil. It's because I'm against Hispanics that I don't want them to all die. I appreciate your call. You know, I saw a number just 2 weeks ago. My dad showed it to me in the Wall Street Journal. Plunging fertility in Latin America. Yeah, keep taking those shots. You're not going to have any poquitos any soon. You're not going to have any little babies soon when they're done with you. You'll be absolutely sterile with HIV. Let's talk to Andrew in Illinois. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Nice show, Alex. I was researching CIA Al-Qaeda, and I typed in CIA Q by mistake, and it comes into the Federal Interagency Committee on Indoor Air Quality, and Department of Defense, United States Information Agency, and Department of Army, all those alphabets come up. It's a very interesting members list. Also, people should watch Torchwood, because it tells all about the FEMA camps and what they intend to do with the weak and sick, is to torch them.
Well, the civilian inmate labor camp program declassified in 1998, and the Emergency Centers Establishment Act declassified 3 years ago tell us everything. Everything. It's all public, but people don't want to admit it, even as Obamacare now takes money out of the bank accounts of those that signed up on the exchange. It's now official, mainstream news, but it's okay. Look, I'm more bad because I'm right. You understand? You're more bad, Andrew, because you're right. Have you learned that yet?
Yes, I have. And I learned one more thing, that in Nevada, it's against the law to deliberately poison food, water, and drink and medicine. And look what they're doing with fluoride, amongst other things. Bring those laws to bear, and we'll probably stop a lot of this by using local state laws.
Absolutely. We need nullification, the states to stand up, the police and military to say no, a rediscovery of liberty and private rights, private individuals, private property. It's over for globalism. It cannot exist in a system with a Bill of Rights. That's why they're attacking it. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Dr. V, Marilyn, Chris, John, Mike, everybody else, 800. If you want to give us a call during the week, it's 800. It's 877-789-2539 on the Sunday show, because I produce it all in-house right here. We will come back, go to your calls, and I still have a lot of news, about 10 stacks I haven't gotten to. We'll mention some of that news, get into some budget deal, still short of votes to pass in the Senate. I've got some news here dealing with the Federal Reserve. European shares extend 2-week slide on Fed jitters. The Fed's really private European banks mainly. We've got another report here dealing with the Fed could set off year-end fireworks if they do cut the money printing and the M1 and M2 money supply. That's going to be coming up. And then, hey, the gun grabbers, their plan to get our guns backfired. Most gun laws passed since Sandy Hook have loosened restrictions. That's in guns.com. And here's another one. Gun stocks soar. Gun control dead as an issue. Because we stood up. When we stand up, we win. Stay with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com. Or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A satire piece I did today at home just went up on Infowars.com. White House hires new press secretary. Just wait till you see it. It's a joke. There's another one I did Friday for the Nightly News. New Obamacare mascot announced. It's pretty funny, going viral on YouTube right now. That's all up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I'm going to go right back to your calls. Briefly, we're not like MSNBC, whose parent company got billions of dollars of bailout money, or MSNBC got hundreds of millions in stimulus money to pitch anti-gun, anti-family garbage, or NPR that gets around $500 million a year of your taxpayer money at gunpoint if you don't pay the taxes to preach all their anti-liberty garbage. We're funded by viewers like you. And every Christmas, we give a special gift to folks, the gift of liberty, where you can get 5+ months free when you sign up for a year to InfoWars Nightly News, to see the Nightly News, to see all the films, 18 years of material, PrisonPlanet.tv, 5 nights a week. We have the Nightly News. I host it. We've got all the reporters. And then, of course, we've got some cable systems, others that pick it up. But everybody can see it and help fund our First Amendment operation. $5.95 a month, 11 people can use the membership. It's really 11 memberships for $5.95. But if you sign up for a year, you get 5-plus months free off the monthly cost. Comes at like 5.3 months free. So you're talking about a huge discount, 11 memberships for $39.95 a year. And that helps pay for the bandwidth, the cameras, the reporters, the research, all of it. So become a InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Your Christmas shopping's done. Why fight the traffic? Why do it all? Go get a membership, create that username passcode that you can share that's original to the site, and then give it to friends and family. 11 people simultaneously can log in. So really, it's more than 11 memberships. 11 people can simultaneously log in. Who's going to do that? If you ever log in and you can't because 11 people are on it, thank God you've gotten 11 people to tune in at one time. Probably share it with like 100 people. They would. So, PrisonPlanet.tv. And lastly, before we go to your calls, I've done deep research with medical doctors, nutritionists, you name it, about how I protect myself from all the Fukushima radiation that's just getting higher and higher in our hemisphere as those five damaged reactors continue to melt down and belch out radiation that blows right across the Pacific, direct winds into us, and so many other issues. And I found Nascent Iodine, patented. Nobody else has it. I literally just bought it out for the next several years. I'm the only person that sells it in the country. True Nascent Iodine. If you try it, you'll be blown away. What it's done for me and my family is amazing. This is the good halogen. Watch the video where I break it down. Read the medical info. Talk to your physician. It's double strength, half the price of the leading competitor that's not even real Nascent Iodine. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 24 hours a day, they can answer your questions, tell you about specials, take your order. But it is your purchase of the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Chiapas High Mountain Coffee from Southern Mexico. That's my personal favorite. 2 years to get the connection. We've come out with Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee and Immune Support Patriot Blend Coffee. Leading competitors are 40-50% more for the same Chiapan High Mountain coffee. It's like Guatemalan coffee, but better. It's my personal favorite. It's very popular. People are now drinking it. You've seen the rave reviews. People are going crazy. This is my favorite coffee. This is what I drink every day. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors. Become a sponsor. Spread the word about the transmission. We're funded by listeners and viewers like you, not by tax money like MSNBC or NPR. So it is your goodwill and paying with your dollars, voting with your dollars, your war bonds that makes this possible. So I salute all of you that visit InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's move quick. Who's up next, Dr. V or Andrew? Who's up next? Dr. V in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Glad to talk with you again.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much for bringing in the iodine issue. I know David Brownstein. I know Joe Wallach. I've done work in the holistic medical field for 30 years. The next step is really about self-care. I don't know if you've heard or seen the documentary Escape Fire. I highly recommend it because it is a documentary about the whole medical system.
No, I haven't. But, I mean, look, the number one killer in the U.S. is not automobiles. The federal government, the CDC, admits it. It's now medical care because not the doctors or nurses, but the government control won't let them give you the real care. We've got to learn how to take care of ourselves. You know, they burned thousands of women at the stake for getting herbs. They've always tried to stop people from learning how to protect themselves and be healthy.
This is the next step. This is the next step to teach people self-care. This is your avenue. It is what you offer the public.
Well, by the way, all the experts from different groups told me true iodine is the key, and I cannot believe what it's done for me. I've never talked like this. It is magic, folks, what it's done for my psyche, my health, my sleeping. What is your take on iodine? I mean, I didn't plan you to call in and say this.
I got to tell you, I know David Brownstein personally. I know you've talked to him.
Dr. Brownstein, medical doctor.
Absolutely. And I prescribe it to my patients unequivocally. And it is the one thing. You've seen the huge amount of breast cancer that's out there.
You know, and it's all about, you know, run for the cancer cure, run for curing.
They don't tell women it's because they took the iodine out of the salt. Yeah, they won't tell them.
Absolutely. They don't tell it. They don't tell women that their deficiency in breast cancer is causing fibrocystic breast disease. And that's where the problem lies.
Incredible. Hey, I know. It's incredible. I mean, my wife got on this 4 months ago. True iodine, because any iodine is better than having none, but this nascent, pure, it turns blue on paper, other iodine turns black. This is the pure form of it, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. And again, the system, I later learned the elite, the federal government did the right thing in the 20s and made them put it in the salt, but then pulled it out in the 60s. Why do you think that is?
Well, because there was something called the goiter belt that existed in the Midwest, which included Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania,
that's right.
And there's no naturally occurring iodine in that soil. So they did it simply for the reduction of goiter.
That's right, and people can search this. 15-point IQ increase within 2 years once they put iodine in the salt, and then they took it out again. Incredible. God bless you, sir. Yeah, I didn't mean to go off into that. Was not planned to have that guy call in and say that. It's just so incredible. And that's bound iodine that's in the gourmet salts and bound iodine they used to put in the bread. They took it out and put bromine in it and stuff that's illegal in Europe. It's just, you get real iodine? I mean, whoa, that's all I got to say. Whoa. I mean, this is incredible. It's the opposite of fluoride. Yeah, there's Business Insider. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. Even if you don't get Survival Shield, proprietary pure nascent iodine, glowing purple blue like the actual crystal, no one else has that. It doesn't matter. The regular bound stuff, your body can still break it down. Just get the iodine, folks. That's all I can tell you. Life changer, game changer, game changer. Let's jam in one more. Maryland, and I'll come back to you if you get cut off short. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm a candidate as a stooge for some kind of entrapment. My family has connections to the NSA and other intelligence agencies, and for family infighting, they've made my life hell. I'm stalked by Skynet. I'm a target for their electronic terror and harassment.
Oh, yeah. If your family's worked for the system, it's a living hell. I mean, look, you're in Maryland, man.
Shortwave jammed. My PayPal account is sabotaged, and I just wonder what are they going to try next?
Well, brother, all I know is there's a total war going on right now, and you just need to speak out, own it, not be afraid of it, and they'll back off. When you're intimidated by it, they go 100 times worse. But I see the craziest stuff out of Maryland I see anywhere else. God bless you. We're going to come back with more calls and more news straight ahead.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go back to Chris and John and Mike and Betty and a few others that are patiently holding. But I was listening to our local affiliate 590 AM last week, and I heard this ad. Nothing against the station, any of your ads that come to you. And I've heard it on other stations around the country, so I thought I'd go look this up. And sure enough, I heard the ad for New Vigil. Gotta love that Orwellian name. It says it has an established safety profile. Most reported side effects were rated as mild to moderate. Common side effects of New Vigil were headaches, nausea, dizziness, and trouble sleeping. 7% of patients taking New Vigil stopped treatment due to side effects. And then it goes over the side effects. And my whole issue is America already guzzles a lot of coffee, which moderate use is good for you, heavy use is bad for you. Studies are there. But the number one selling drink in this country is the 1-hour energy. Or 5-hour energy, or whatever, those little bottles. And people are just guzzling this, not getting the nutrition they need, and now they're pushing the stimulants that the military previously used when they had to fly, you know, 6-7 missions a day in jet aircraft, or you only take this during emergencies, and the Pentagon backed off of this because they had so many problems with it. So I thought I would air this New Vigil piece, and when I looked it up on YouTube, somebody done a parody video, so if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com/show, and you can actually see the parody video that goes along with the real audio. But it's all these drug ads, not just New Vigil, where you, and they got some of them here on the network I'm on. I mean, I'm not judging people that have these ads. It's just that now half the ad is what it does to you that sounds 100. It's like, you have restless leg syndrome? Well, then take this. and then it says all these horrible things after it. So this is a real radio ad, folks. This is a real New Vigil ad airing all over the country on every station. I've heard it on San Antonio stations, Dallas stations. This is a huge ad buy. This ad's airing. And you got to understand, folks, they wrote on the subway walls in New York in the 60s, speed kills. I mean, we all know about Breaking Bad and all this stuff. The point is, this is just becoming mainline shift disorder. Here it is.
Sound like a typical workday? Always sleepy on your shift? There may be help. If you work odd hours and feel sleepy on the job, ask your doctor about shift work disorder. New Vigil or Modafinil is a prescription medicine used to improve wakefulness in adults who are very sleepy due to shift work disorder. Ask your doctor if New Vigil could help. For a free 14-day trial, visit NewVigil.com. New Vigil may cause serious rash or allergic reaction that may require hospitalization and be life-threatening. If you develop rash, hives, mouth sores, blisters, swelling, peeling, yellow skin or eyes, trouble swallowing or breathing, dark urine or fever, stop New Vigil and get emergency help. New Vigil is not for children. New Vigil doesn't replace sleep, may not stop all sleepiness, and has risk of abuse or dependence. Use as directed. Common side effects are headache, nausea, dizziness, and trouble sleeping. Stop New Vigil and call your doctor for depression, anxiety, hallucinations, extreme activity, aggression, thoughts of suicide, other mental problems, chest pain, or abnormal heartbeat.
Folks, that's a real ad, and they have a TV version, too, I saw on CNN. I'm just giving you where I heard this so you know this really aired. This is not a joke. And, I mean, I listen to talk radio. I'm flipping through the channels in my car. I hear it on XM. This ad is just running on everything you can imagine. I first heard it last week. And my thing is, the ad starts, that's like 90% of it. The ad starts, New Vigil, if you have sleep disorder, trying to stay up. And then it just goes into all the side effects that you just heard. I guess we did play the whole ad, actually. They say that first part there. My point is that this is Twilight Zone type stuff. Well, I've covered 5 of the 16 stacks. Tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'll cover it all. Infowars.com, of course, is the news website. We got the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, as I mentioned, weeknights. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's get everybody in here that's still holding. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I got a suggestion for a copy ad on your story and then another sighting of some information about your story you're just talking about. Going ballistic, the authoritarian solution for losing the debate.
All right, explain to me what that means.
Well, obviously the authoritarian went ballistic when he lost the debate. That was his solution.
No, exactly. That's what they do. He lost the debate in Colorado, so he went and tried to kill the librarian, the speech teacher, and the people he was debating with.
And you tie that in with historically how authoritarians want to kill everybody because they can't control them, because ultimately it's all about control. It's, as I've told you before, when she can't have the boyfriend, nobody can have the boyfriend.
Man, you really hit the nail on the head. I didn't get what you were saying at first because it caught me off guard. No, you're right. For those that just tuned in, Colorado shooting Friday on the anniversary of the tragic events in Sandy Hook, this guy, quote, avowed Democratic socialist, was mad at the people he was debating, so he went to kill them and was able to shoot one of them, but thank God not kill them. And that just shows that these people historically cannot put up with anyone disagreeing with them.
That's it. They can't. They flake out because it's all about control. They're so freaking narcissistic that it's my way or no way, and that's it. And he blew his head off because that was the ultimate solution to end his problem, which was him.
God bless you. What a smart point Chris just made. Or the Mike from Tennessee. Who was that from Tennessee? Mike from Tennessee. Already deleted him off the board there. Now, that's what makes me frustrated is that I've been around big Hollywood people, not just Charlie Sheen and all the others that have been on the show, and so many of them are awake, but then they're also narcissistic, and it's just crazy. I mean, it is so wild how these people operate, and Obama taking photos, selfies of himself. They're not even conscious. So the inmates are running the asylum. Chris in Indiana, then John and Mike, and then Betty. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Ooh, you just committed a racist crime like bad as brown bags.
Yeah.
Whoa, FCC. He said Christmas. Whoa.
And my name's Chris, man. It just automatically labels me as a terrorist or a racist.
Better do what you're told by government to prove you're not bad. What'd you call in about today, my friend?
Hey, all right, Alex. I'd like everyone out there, obviously, the movie with Jimmy Stewart entitled It's a Wonderful Life will be airing on, I believe, NBC on Christmas Eve, like it does every year. And now people,
it's an anti-bankster takeover film. People should watch it.
You're exactly right. It shows how banks really work, and really that town of Bedford Falls represents
America,
the world as a whole. Yeah, really the world as a whole.
No, you're right.
And like you said, the Bailey Building and Loan represent the countries or the regions that do not want to go along with the big bankers, which is represented by Mr. Potter.
Man, Jimmy Stewart was an incredible veteran, inventor of offshore drilling. You know that guy was one of the first billionaires?
Yeah, I did not know that. No.
Yeah, all self-made, amazing person.
He was an amazing person, God rest his soul. And I just wanted to say that when he is given the opportunity by the angel that comes and saves them, and, you know, seeing what life would be like without him being born, because basically he takes over the Bailey Building and Loan, which represents, in turn, not being able to be monopolized.
Listen, here's the deal. We need to do a review before next week for Christmas. Maybe Christmas Day I'll do a special broadcast, a review of It's a Wonderful Life with clips. John Bowne, you want to help me do it? Watch it immediately. I've seen it 20 times, but help me. I'll shoot it. We'll have a whole hour on Christmas Day so folks can tune in. I'll play clips of It's a Wonderful Life and talk about it. That's a great idea. God bless you, caller. God bless you, Chris. John in Virginia, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Pretty good, brother.
Listen, I wanted to tie in what you were talking about earlier. I read an excellent article. I'm driving down the road. I can't tell you where I read it. If you start page some of the stuff I'm going to say, you can read it. But it was about a psychologist that did a study on your average gun control advocate, not the globalist, but just your average gun control advocate. And he made the point in there that most of them have suffered from a higher than average murderous rage, and they're afraid to own guns.
Oh, no. You're right. Buzz Bissinger on Piers Morgan said he wants to kill me. And then later he said, I apologize. I'm mentally ill. I shouldn't have a gun. Well, okay, you're mentally ill. I'm not like you. I shoot somebody with a gun if they're attacking me.
Exactly. And that's what the article went on to say, is he said he found that most of your gun owners are responsible citizens that, you know, are just your average Joe that wants to protect their family.
Exactly. We're men and women that aren't screwballs, and just because the establishment's a bunch of sickos, we shouldn't turn our guns in. Great point. Sorry, buddy, I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, the weekday transmission. Infowars.com is where the revolution against tyranny starts.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.